Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it is the Hockman and Crowder Show simulcast. And what an hour we've had already, Crowder. If you're listening on 560 WQAM today, that first hour, we call it the Loco Hour. You definitely shared some laughs with us as we play you a best of spectacular. Crowder, I want to get to this because I can't believe I forgot to bring it up in the first segment, but you saw who got paid yesterday as well. One of your...
Bradley Beal. That's justified.
Right.
Jalen Brunson justified. Who else? Devin Booker hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people that deserve to get paid got paid.
Yeah, no, you're right. The people that deserve to get paid got paid. That's why your boy Zion Williamson got the $231 million extension over 5 years. Zion, people that deserve to get paid get paid. Look at what the Pelicans think of Zion Williamson. $230 million, Crowder. $230 million for your boy.
And just honestly, I'm not a fan of his. Everybody knows it. It's an ongoing thing on this show, and it's not a bit. I really don't think he's going to be great for a basketball team. Do you think giving him $230 million is going to make anything better?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's the right move by the Pelicans. For sure,
the right move. Now he's on the big private jets. Now he gets the Wagyu steaks. He ain't doing the filet anymore. He's getting Wagyu now. He's going to eat himself out of house and home.
Come on. No, that's the right move. Any team would have given him $230 million. I'm telling you right now, every team in the NBA would have given Zion Williamson that same contract.
Yeah, they're going to be so mad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, though. He is, you know, he was maybe at Samurai. Now he'll be at what's this place called? The higher end Samurai.
I don't even know what Samurai. See, I don't even got your kind of money. You got more money than me, Solana.
You don't have Samurai where you go?
No, Jack.
What?
What is that? Is that the hibachi?
It's a hibachi restaurant. Hell yeah.
Oh,
Benihana is what I was thinking of. Benihana.
Oh,
he was
okay,
at Samurai. Now he'll be at Benihana.
Don't we have a whole hibachi bit?
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to somehow tie that into to Zion. I don't know what I was doing there, but we're gonna get to hibachi conversation this hour, anyways.
That's good, cause Zion, he's gonna put his bed next to the hibachi grill.
I do love that. Hawk has been off this entire week. He's been peppering us with texts, though. You know, yesterday he was very upset that I didn't know that Mariano Rivera was the Sandman, even though I clearly knew it was the Sandman. I just believe Sandy Alcantara, who is going to win the Cy Young and should be considered the best pitcher in baseball, by the way, if I should bring that up. I just think he's the Sandman now. There's a new Sandman in town. But
I don't think you just steal Rivera's name.
Oh,
he's one of the best closers the best closer in the history of baseball, and you're going to give his name to Alcantara?
Yeah, I mean, Sandy, the best pitcher in baseball. Why not? And Mariano's been retired for, 8 years? I mean, that's it. Like, the nickname, the nickname's Dunzo for him.
I got you.
But Hawk, you know, he didn't miss that Zion story. He texted it to you. He wanted you to see Zion, your boy, $230 million extension.
Where did they find a picture of him on the court? This is cool. I thought it'd be him sitting at a Wendy's. He's actually on the court.
A couple years ago, for sure. A couple years ago. Should have used a picture of him fighting with kids at the Y, just dunking on an 11-year-old and getting in his mouth.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Listen, y'all, I don't know if y'all are doing it as I am, but y'all making me dislike this young man.
Let's get the headlines here, Crowder, because again, today is a best of spectacular on the show. We had a really good 2 o'clock hour, and this hour, things are only going to get better. We're going to talk about hibachi restaurants. Also, we haven't spoken with Donovan Campbell since he was on with us in a Pollo Tropical drive-thru, which is just an absurd statement if you really think about it.
Yes, it is. But
he typically comes on the show to just settle debates between you and Hawk, right? Things get a little testy. Time to bring in Donovan Campbell, who nobody wants to fool with. And he just settles show debates. And he has the final word, period, end of story.
Yeah, he's my man. He's very level-headed. That's what we need on this show, somebody DC. Level-headed.
DC.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to headlines before we get into a bunch of these best of segments. Again, here on the best of Friday spectacular part of the Hawkman and Crowder show. This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Yesterday, mentioned it, Victor Oladipo agreed to a one-year deal, $11 million. He'll be back with the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. P.J. Tucker, 3 years, $33.2 million. Bon voyage. He'll be up in Philadelphia.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah. We mentioned Heat employees going to UD's house last night, try to get him back for year 20, right at 6 p.m. up in his vacation home in Orlando. And then Dwayne Dedman, 2 year, $9 million deal. He'll be back with the Miami Heat. And you mentioned it, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, ooh, Nikola Jokic, Ja Morant, Jalen Brunson, Zion Williamson, all those guys signed mega deals yesterday. I mean, the amount of money that got thrown around was just, I bet it made you wish you played some hoops, Crowder.
I'm telling you, I laugh about it all the time. These basketball guys are spoiled.
Crazy,
goodness
man.
Gracious.
Crazy. Couple other deals that went yesterday. Mo Bamba, couple people wanted him maybe to come down to South Florida. He's back with the Magic, 2 years, $21 million. Oh, Crowder, how about this? James Harden, he's going to meet with the 76ers this weekend to discuss this new deal. I think what happened yesterday was Thirsty Thursday, Crowder. James Harden couldn't be bothered on Thirsty Thursday.
He had to go party, baby.
Yeah, he let him know, we'll catch up on Saturday or whatever. Meet me for brunch on Sunday. We'll figure things out.
Yeah, man, that's the prime day. Thursday's a prime day in the shake spots now. Yeah. Trust me, you know I'm a shake spot guy.
Yeah. I mean, just he had plans. You know, James Harden has plans. He's gonna stop his plans. His time at the shake spot, for free agency? Nah, he's good. He has some plans.
Isn't he about to get another 150, 200 million?
Yeah, he's definitely gonna cash in, bro.
Yeah, got to celebrate on the front end. Wait for the back end money. We celebrate on the front end. I got you, James.
The Channing Crowder way, certainly. Marlins begin a four-game series today versus the Nationals in Washington. First pitch is at 6:05. Those are pretty much your headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather. All right, let's not waste any more time. Let's continue on here with our best of. This segment is something that we haven't played in a very long time. And typically, there, Crowder, are my headlines there, a little more tamed. You know, just get in and get out of them, right? But that's not always the case. When Hawk is in, the three of us are in, the headline segments usually have a little more oomph to them. You know what I mean by that?
Yes.
A little more oomph to them?
Yes, yeah.
This was one instance when headlines just went totally off the rails, and it was a total bleep show. This segment's hilarious. This is Solana's headlines, my headlines, going absolutely off the rails.
Let's start out here, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, with headlines and Alejandro Solana. I did go back and look at the list that he's keeping for all the Dolphins cuts, and it's just as I expected. It is not a concise list of who's been cut. It is so haphazard with these tiny little circles. I've never seen a more disorganized list. And then he hunches over during our segment. I see him in the glass. He's hunching over like he's, you know, creating the cure for COVID. And I went and looked at what he's doing there, and it's an absolute joke. It looks like at a nursing home, you know, some old lady out of her mind filling out a word search and just kind of circling random letters. And the Burbulger.
That's not a word, Mildred.
Yes, it is. Okay, Mildred.
I mean, you have your system. I have mine. Sorry, your eyes are too old to read font this small. Okay,
oh,
Hawk?
Mr. Sensitive. All right.
Hit a little, I see
what's going on here. He's got nowhere to go but the eyes, I think, though, because his gums are all messed up. His ACL's torn. You guys, you told me you have acid reflux already. I mean, hair and eyes might be the only. And I think my eyes are better than yours. It's really hair. You should have gone hair. And you're not going to have that to go to in a couple years. All right, go ahead. What do you have on this terrible list that you have compiled?
I'm reading this list, baby. I'm getting these names off. Jason Strobridge, Matt Skura, Cameron Tom. All of those guys cut by the Miami Dolphins.
Did you say Shaq Griffin?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't. Forgot the circle.
I knew you didn't because your list is terrible.
Yeah.
That's probably the most recognizable name on the list.
Just proved his point.
Way to go, Gums.
Sorry, hair. I'm sorry.
The hell are you laughing at, foot?
Teeth.
Hey, why I get two nicknames? Y'all get one. Look at there.
The angriest show in America. Hey, Gums, what hair? What are you laughing at, teeth?
I can't even giggle. Y'all are mad.
Joe Zagacki's out there. Yeah, mom jeans. What are you looking at?
Joe. I'll leave my Joe alone. No, he's not talking about you, Joe. Don't come in. You're good.
All right, you want to do regular headlines? You want to do the rest of the headlines?
Yeah, let me pull them up here.
They're better than your list.
I mean, that's funny. You argued your list and then didn't have Shaq Griffin on there.
Oh, come on. The last guy that got cut. Relax.
That's why your list stinks. You're making these little tiny circles. You're the guy that has bingo at the bingo parlor, but can't notice it till someone else calls out bingo. And then it's like, I think I had bingo. Hey, you're too late, Tom.
G31 was on there?
Cam Newton cut today. Mac Jones is going to start week one versus the Finns.
All right.
Did you mention Malcolm Perry, by the way?
Yep.
He wasn't on the list.
You said it earlier, though.
Yeah, but
he is on the list. I just don't think you read it. But Malcolm Perry has been.
He's
cut.
On the official release.
Yeah, yeah.
Gums and hair. Y'all need.
Oh no!
Y'all want me to find the list? Gums and hair.
It's the new Turner and Hooch. Gums and hair.
Tighten up.
Yeah, I must have mentioned Malcolm Perry because he's on the press release.
I don't think you did, Harry.
I would never miss this, Gums.
Gums, hair, in my office.
All right, Assfoot. What are you looking at, Assfoot? Gums and hair in my office.
So we've had a flurry of reports
that
today.
Has to be one of the promos at the end of a segment. The Hogman and Crowder Show. Gums and hair in my office. You could hear the crusty police sergeant yelling that.
Everybody gets scared.
And you see the room of, you know, 30 police officers, and you know exactly who Gums and hair are.
Fellas. Fellas. Yeah.
There's been a flurry of reports today. So when we started the show, Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio was reporting Stephen Ross is really the one who wants Deshaun Watson and is pushing for talks between the two organizations, Miami and Houston. Then all the local reporters here in Miami, Barry Jackson, literally every single one.
Yeah, Omar Kelly, right. David Fironas, everybody, Joe Shad.
They all tweeted out that somebody from the Dolphins, a source from the Dolphins, has let them know that Stephen Ross, A, does not get involved in, I forget what the wording was, but basically
right,
football
operations.
I'm going to
recap this because I'm already confused. And I was here when we laid out the story. Don't give me that look, Gums. It's just not your wheelhouse. You're good if you've got a score written in front of you. When it comes to explaining something that transpired.
I thought I had it there, Harry.
did you think he had it, ass foot?
I'm answering to that. He did not have it.
And this is a Three Stooges routine.
Mark.
The Marlins, they're in commercial right now. They were beating the Mets 5-2 or 5-1 the last time I looked over. We'll get an updated score on that
one of those
in just
two
a
scores.
Second.
5-2, 5-1.
I think it's 5-3 now.
it's how they do it on ESPN. It's one of the two scores, 5-2, 5-1. Good. I'm Gums.
No, what's happening here is that if you type Marlins into Google, because the game is technically April 11th, I have to scroll all the way up to April, and truthfully, I have no interest in doing that. I'm not going to lie to everybody. So, I mean, once the score is going to pop up here on my TV,
I'd have been fine if you didn't even mention their game going on during this update.
They'll play again tonight, 7-10 p.m. They'll officially begin a three-game series. Finally, guys, the largest sandcastle in the world measured more than 69 feet high.
Nice.
Let's get to your weather from the Defenseman in Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954 more.
Gums, man.
Come on with it, Gums.
Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Around 86 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop to around 78 across South Florida as well. That's your weather. Over to you, Hare.
Ridiculous.
This is funny that you know, you just, and I think the game just ended at 6-5.
You're lying.
I just got it over my shoulder. 6-5.
We'll have 1-5-2.
Solana, your live sports report at 5:16, and I think the Marlins losing 5-2 in the first inning.
No, winning. 5-2.
And it's final. They lost 6-5.
They gave up 4 in the ninth.
Write that on your stupid ass notepad, Gums. It's either 5-2 or 5-1, this dumbass says.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take care, brush your hair.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Hockman and Crowder Show. Best of Friday Spectacular. Let's get right into this one, Crowder. This is our conversation with multiple people about hibachi restaurants. Everybody loves a good hibachi restaurant, Crowder. I mean, we were talking about it in the last hour, or in the last segment, I should say. Everybody loves a good hibachi, right? The guy will flip the shrimp right into your hat or into your water. Like, everybody loves going out to hibachi.
When he flips it into your mouth. And people, you sitting there like a little baby bird waiting for food from his mom and flips a shrimp in my mouth. Come on, man.
Yeah, but that onion volcano, I mean, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. So yeah. We did this, essentially, just appreciating hibachi restaurants with a couple different people on the show, I think like a year or two ago, but it was a really funny segment, us reliving, or just appreciating, I should say, hibachi restaurants.
Mike, I got a quick one, man. When you're at the hibachi grill, do you let the dude flip the shrimp in your mouth? Because I feel funny as a grown man catching the shrimp in my mouth.
Oh my goodness, man. I don't let him flip the shrimp in my mouth, in my hat, and nothing. You know what I'm saying? Keep that grill right over there where you are, man, and we're good. But yeah, that's a funny thing, man. I never thought that question.
You pull out the camera for the onion volcano. You have to. Everyone does. It's just a natural reaction.
We always do, man. I don't want to say tragedy, but it was a near tragic experience one time because my mother-in-law, my wife's grandmother, fell out of her chair when a volcano fire came on, man.
No.
She was like 89 years old at the time, and the fire came too close to her, man. And she was an elderly woman at the edge, and she flipped back off her chair. Man, it was scary.
No.
I don't know what, because we thought that
that's
was a catastrophe.
Terrible.
That's
terrible.
It's so terrible.
Did the hibachi chef feel bad? Did he feel bad? I mean, you got to know your audience.
He just flipped the shrimp in her mouth. It made everything
but
better.
But you got to tamp down the volcano for age.
He stopped for a second, and then once he figured out she was okay, he was like, uh-oh, the show must go on, and he kept chopping.
One brief pause. The show must go on. That's funny. Mike Wallace, we always relish our time with you and enjoy talking hoops with you. Of course, follow him on Twitter at MyMikeCheck, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again soon as we keep watching what goes on in the NBA. Thank you, Mike.
Anytime, guys. Take care now.
Mike Wallace. I could do an entire show, Crowder, on the ins and outs of the hibachi restaurant because there's so many little intricacies.
Yes.
And Solana's texting us that he allows the hibachi chef to flip it into his pocket. So you pull out the little pocket on your shirt, Solana, and have the shrimp land in there?
I always make it a point to wear a shirt, a button down with a pocket. I always cover my drink. I don't let him flip it into my mouth because that is weird. You're right, Crowder. But into the pocket shirt, that's just pure talent, man.
And then you eat it? You eat it out of the pocket?
Yeah, you just pull it right out.
That's nasty.
I love the dynamic. Whenever you go to a hibachi restaurant, because there's always... There's one guy that's trying to play it too cool. He's not impressed by anything. He's just... And then there's one person that's always too impressed with what's going on. Like, I don't care what table you get put at a hibachi restaurant. There's always the same dynamic. There's someone who they've seen it 58 times, but they are telling you what's going to happen because they love the fact that they know what's going to happen. Oh, wait till he squirts that. When they squirt the little ketchup at you and the little red string comes out, right?
Yes.
Oh, is it, hey, you want to watch this, watch this, watch this. It's like the guy at the movie that's seen the movie. Like, all right, we know. We've all been to hibachi restaurants. Relax there. There's always the same dynamic. I could do an entire show on this. Everybody loves it, though, right? It's always a good time.
Oh, yeah. Kids love it for sure. I don't because them damn dudes pick on me. They always do the shrimp pump fake. They always do the ketchup squirty thing. Like, man, it's five kids at this table. Leave my grown big ass alone.
You always fall for the pump fake, right?
Every time he pump fakes it, I open my mouth. And I know I don't want to catch it. I don't want to catch it.
It's like, I'm telling you, I go to a sporting event when they used to have fans. They go, everybody clap your hands. My hands go like that. I don't want to do that cheer. I don't want to. And my hands, they just start doing it. And you're right. You go to the hibachi. You don't want to catch food off some dude's spatula, off some guy's spurtle. And then all of a sudden you're like, what am I doing? What am I doing? Why does this guy
open?
Have control over me? I'm a marionette all of a sudden. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver, coach now at American Heritage.
OG, something else we talked about earlier in the show, I got to ask you because you're an expert in so many things, OG. When you at the hibachi grill spots, and dudes in front of you, man, like, what's the etiquette there? Should you open your mouth and let the dude pitch the shrimp in your mouth? Like, what all do you partake in at the hibachi grills, OG?
I don't do that. I don't think that's nice. I don't think that's nice because I've seen them miss sometimes. They've missed before. Like, you can do it to you. You can flip them all in your hat. You can do all that. But don't involve me with flying to the food. Don't do that. That's not nice. We didn't practice this
still...
before I got there. We didn't practice that.
Do you still marvel at the onion volcano?
I that's the best part about it. If you don't
best
do
part.
The onion
yeah.
volcano,
yeah.
So I need to call somebody.
Why bother?
Excuse me, got manager on duty. Can you come? You know, I need him to see him squirt the oil out the little mustard thing, squirt it on there, and then get it. Did y'all use that for mustard last week? Because it's like a clear oil. What is in there? What's in there?
So OG, when he pump fakes the shrimp at you, you don't open your mouth and say,
No, 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 no.
Oh,
you know, you
man.
Cover your mouth with one hand and give him the no, no, no with the other hand. No, 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 no.
Universal language. Anyone can understand that.
right. No, 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 no. Go to her. Go next to me. That's cool. Y'all practice. I didn't practice. I missed that day.
Y'all like the onion volcano more than the rice shaped as a heart when they put the little beat behind it and make it pop?
Onion volcano for the win every time.
Yeah, onion volcano, man. That thing catch on fire and go through there, man. I like the onion volcano, man. Squirt that thing. Put some more juice on it so it can flame up.
Let's get a real volcano here. Come on, chef.
Let's get a real flame. And leave those onions on there for a little minute.
I don't want no Scotty Miller flame. Give me a DK Metcalf volcano here.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Come on, dog. You're cheating. You got a little flame. I'm calling the manager, man. Your flame needs to shoot out of there, too. Like, poof. Oh, yeah. Almost burned my eyebrows. I need that kind of volcano, man.
For those of you that listen to this radio program, you know Doug Plagans is our food expert. He and I share many of the same likes and dislikes when it comes to, you know, pop culture foods, fast foods.
We also share food expert status. We gave
expert
ourselves
status. That is correct. That's correct. We are self-titled food experts. We talked yesterday with several guests about hibachi restaurants, and Crowder was pointing out that when he goes to the hibachi restaurant, the chef, you know, he does the little thing where he flings a shrimp off the spatula into one of the patrons' mouths, and Crowder refuses to be the guy that will catch a shrimp in his mouth. Do you go to hibachi restaurants?
Not all that often, I'd say. In the last year, I think I've been to one once, but I don't think I'd want to catch flying food in a restaurant either. It just I just think due to lack of coordination, there's no way I'd catch it, so I'm just going to avoid being that in that situation.
Do you when you go to the hibachi restaurant though, are you always no matter how many times you've seen it, you're always intrigued by the onion volcano and you have to Snapchat it or Instagram it?
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the onion volcano.
What? Huh? Wait, we may have to remove your expert status.
Well, first of all, if it was a volcano and onion is the main ingredient, I'm probably not intrigued anyway, because
what?
The only onions I like are White Castle onions and grilled onions at In-N-Out Burger.
The Onion Tower volcano? This is shocking, Crowder. This is shocking.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I guess my experience in the realm of onion volcanoes at hibachi restaurants is very lacking.
You know what? Let me tell you, because Hawk, I brought this up yesterday. What about when they shape the rice like a heart, put the spatula underneath it, and make it beat? You like that, though, Doug?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, my God. I mean, what are we doing here? What's happening?
I guess I have some hibachi homework to do.
I think you do. I mean, this is a grave error on your part as a food expert. If you don't know the ins and outs of the hibachi chef routine, we kind of have to question everything, including your hockey knowledge.
Wow. I didn't realize they went hand in hand.
I'm just saying, this is so shocking that, I mean, you're drinking Twinkies, you're not paying attention to the onion volcano. I don't know what's happening anymore.
maybe we'll have to do a group outing to some hibachi, and you can introduce me to all these things.
I think so.
Okay, Doug, I got two more quick ones, Doug. We're on hibachi. What about the guy that gets fried shrimp sitting at the hibachi table, and they bring the fried shrimp from the back? Everybody hates him, right?
I know. There's always that
guy. Well, I guess when you go to the hibachi place, aren't you supposed to get something that came from the hibachi setup
yes.
that you're sitting in front of?
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always some guy like he's got to get a sushi roll. It's like, what? We're at the flaming table.
Well, isn't it, that's why you go to there's a lot of restaurants will just have a hamburger on the menu just for the guy that goes to a place that doesn't like anything
that
is they
true.
Have. Like every Mexican
true.
Restaurant has a hamburger on the menu. Yeah. You know, for somebody who might not really
right.
they got dragged there by their friends who wanted burritos and stuff and. So they have to have a hamburger on the menu so that guy can be happy.
Yeah, terrible. Quickly, my buddy T, you know, Hawk knows him. He ordered chicken tenders at Prime 112 one time.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't even speak to him.
Come on.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're easy to make, and they're probably everywhere because of the kids' menu, is my guess. Everybody has a small kids menu with like a grilled cheese and a chicken tender. But I just think at that point there had to be something else that he'd like on the menu.
Right? I mean, what happened there? He doesn't like stone crab?
I've known him for 18 years. He's get a burger. That's what made me think about it. He's going to get a burger or chicken tenders at any restaurant we go to around the world.
I love what Plagan said there, because it's like you're at a Mexican restaurant and they'll call it hamburguesa to make it look, but it's literally a cheeseburger. Like there's nothing that makes it special, you know. But yeah, I guess it's on the menu for a reason. It's because T might show up.
And if people didn't buy it, they wouldn't put it on there.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Which I'm imagining is what's going to happen to your Twinkie protein shake. So if you really like the flavor, I'd buy up a bunch of them now. That thing ain't going to be around next year. See you playing.
I think it might last. I had a pre-workout supplement once that was flavored like Warheads, and that was pretty good.
I mean, what are you doing? Warheads? Like, the,
yeah, you remember?
It's a sour candy.
Yeah.
Doug, they don't sell. How the hell is a protein shake gonna sell? Yeah,
they're making a protein shake out of Junior Mints. Like, well, wait a second. We're not selling Junior Mints anyway. As mints, who's gonna buy them as a protein shake?
The Milk Dud shake, please. Can I have that Milk Dud?
Oh my God!
Good.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll send you guys a picture.
No, I'm good.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm tired, boss. Tired of being on the road, lonely as a sparrow in the rain.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We continue on here. Best of Hawkman and Crowder Show. Crowder and Solana will take you up until 6 p.m. today. Hope everybody is getting a head start on their 4th of July weekend, obviously, and you know, getting ready for Monday. Those barbecues are going to be filled with hot dogs. Everybody going to be sitting around, getting together, watching the hot dog eating competition. Is that something people do, Crowder? They get together to watch that? I don't know. I don't know
for sure, but we do.
This is like our Super Bowl. What's coming to us on Monday, which is another Joey Chestnut victory. I hope.
Yeah. You don't want to see somebody take him out? I want to see somebody take him out.
I doubt it. Probably won't happen. All right, this next segment, you and Hawk typically don't see eye to eye. I think that's a fair statement, right?
Because I got him by a foot. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about, I got you. Okay, you're talking about figuratively.
Yeah, figuratively and literally. Yes, you're 100% right. But whenever things just get out of hand, right? Whenever there's just so many topics over the course of a couple weeks that you and Hawk just don't see eye to eye on, it's time to bring in somebody to settle these debates, right? To settle and give the final word on who was right and who was wrong. And there's no better person for that role than sportscaster on Channel 7 WSVN, Donovan Campbell.
Oh, I love DC. He's very level-headed dude, man. I like him. I like when he comes on because he always spits facts.
Yeah, other than when he called me Mr. Puniverse. That was 100% not a fact.
It was close.
No, not close at all. Donovan Campbell settling show debates. This one is an absolute banger.
Donovan Campbell, sports anchor and reporter at WSVN 7 here in Miami. He is a good gauge on our show for what's right, what's wrong, a good arbiter, if you will, of our arguments. What are you cooking right now, Donovan?
I'm baking some salmon and cooking my kids some ground beef, which is like their favorite thing, with some white rice. And Channing, I'm going to tell you right now, I thought we were tighter than that. That was disrespectful. We don't all have to be from the backwoods of Georgia to be able to know how to cook.
Tell him, Donovan.
How to cook too.
Tell him, Donovan. out of it.
All right, bro.
You making beef and salmon and rice? I mean, you surprised me, bro. My bad.
And green beans and fresh green beans at that. So you disrespected the heck out your boy. But I'm going to let you know right now, you always got to remember, both my parents are Jamaican. It's almost like a prerequisite. You can't have Jamaican parents and not know how to cook. All right.
You know,
so we're just going to leave it at that.
That slipped my mind.
I mean, you don't even know your friend. He's a friend of the show.
That's
like, how do
dude.
I know Donovan? No, he's not your
that
dude.
Is
no,
my
no, no,
dude.
No,
he's not my dude.
No, you
dude.
Cannot say what you said about that's Donovan Campbell and
you
then say
question.
That's my dude. No,
you
no,
my
no.
dude and your
no,
ass
no,
can't
no.
cook
no,
either.
No. But you know I can't cook. I admit that I can't cook. I could look at Donovan Campbell and tell you he can cook. Man, he got
and,
me
and
hot,
you can
Donovan.
Have, and you can have well manicured nails and still be able to cook.
You see,
nobody wants dirty nails when they cook it.
But bro, right? I get, but I did show love because your nails are beautiful.
How about this, Donovan?
Oh,
how about this? Because I like to, I like to bring you in on the conversations that we've been having on this show and use you as an arbiter.
Okay.
I had said a couple weeks ago that I make my bed in the morning, or my wife does. One of us makes the bed. I do not get into the bed at night to go to sleep, and it's not made. And I'll even put the decorative pillows up. Like, the bed is going to be made before I leave for work, or my wife is going to make the bed. Crowder, his master bedroom is unkempt. Mm-hmm. He does not make the bed. Everything's strewn about.
Waste of time.
What say you?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what Susie Homemaker you are to do, you know, to do all that, but I'm getting in the bed. If I'm tired, I'm getting in the bed, whether it's made or not made, and I do not make the bed every morning, neither does my wife. So I don't know. Yeah, you're a lot better man than me.
So your house,
yeah,
your master
Susie
bedroom,
Homemaker.
Your master bedroom's just unkempt, stuff is strewn about, you have popcorn bags on the floor.
What is
No, there's no food allowed in my bedroom. I never said that.
Garbage is just all over the place.
No,
socks.
No, nah. I didn't say I was a hoarder and I'm just a junkyard dog. I just said I'm not spreading my bed every morning when I leave.
Really?
I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I don't get back to the crib for a long time. I don't have time for that.
Huh. See, and you know why? I tell you, I was right. But the fact that, see, Donovan, I listen because you my boy, unlike Hawk, you my boy.
No, you can't say you already insulted him.
No, because he said in the past that the kids will sneak in the bed at night and his kids sleep. That's why I knew they didn't make the bed. There's no way that your kids are sleeping with you and you make the bed every morning. So I, I've gathered that information. That's how I knew that he was on
my side.
I'll tell
you another thing, Donovan, that Crowder and I have talked about, talking about the master bedroom. And Crowder says this is a black versus white thing. I don't mind when my friends come over to watch a football game or if I'm having people over at night. My master bedroom, like if somebody wants to walk in there and sit in one, like I've got a chaise lounge in there. The master bedroom is not off limits in my house. If you're my friend, you come to my house, mi casa su casa, Donovan. And if that means you want to go hang out and get on the Peloton in the master bedroom, knock yourself out. Crowder says,
let him know.
You step one foot into his master bedroom, he is throwing hands.
Listen, Hawk, I don't know where you come from. That's unacceptable. I've known Crowder now almost 15 years. I've never seen his master bedroom, nor he's ever seen mine. We've been to each other's house multiple times.
Well, then you're not friends.
No grown man is going to sit on my bed, much less with their dirty pants. Are you kidding me? That's where I lay my
head. Well, maybe not on
see?
Your bed because there's garbage and popcorn bags all over the place.
Donovan!
Even worse, if your bed is so pristine and you want a man that might, you know, come on, man. Some men are unkept. No.
Mi casa su casa. Mi casa su casa.
Todo mi casa.
Everywhere but the master, right? Everywhere.
Exactly.
My house is your house. Do not walk in my master.
No, you don't walk in the master, dog. That's just off limits. I don't know where you come from, Hawk. No. Mm-hmm. Don't you live in Parkland? See, you bougie, man.
Yeah. But no. Even worse, he lives in Boca.
I look down on Parkland.
Boca. Boca.
See? So you make that hike every day. Ooh.
Sometimes I throw a house party at my house just in the master bedroom. But that's Boca. It's a whole different thing. Whole different thing.
Key party.
Donovan Campbell from Channel 7 is with us. How about this one? We got into this yesterday. Crowder says that black people don't collect anything. They don't have collections. Now, I will tell you this in all fairness. And I was saying, because I don't have a collection, but I kind of want to have a collection. Solana told us he's got a collection of soccer jerseys. And then we heard immediately from David J. Neal, a black writer for the Miami Herald, who says, no, 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 Jack, I collect Matchbox cars. I collect comic books. What else did he collect? Hockey cards and football cards. Yep. And then I got a lot of texts from people saying, black people saying that they collect things. And then we figured out Crowder himself has 200 pair of shoes. He collects shoes.
I acquire assets.
That's a collection.
I acquire assets.
We found out Crowder has 100 Ed Hardy shirts. He collects Ed Hardy shirts. So do black people collect things, Donovan?
Yeah, kicks. I collect sneakers and shoes, too.
There you go.
But Donovan, the thing is, are you collecting if you use them? You know, every day? Like, that's not a collection.
Yes, it is.
Do you collect socks? Do you collect draws? Do you collect buy a lot of eggs. Do you collect eggs? You use them?
That's ridiculous.
If you use a dozen eggs,
is not a collection of eggs.
In a year, how many eggs do you buy?
If you don't keep them, it's not a collection.
Oh, well, there you go. Now
anyway, we found
rules.
Out Crowder has so many collections at his house, including DVDs, we've nicknamed him The Collector.
DVDs. People still own those?
Crowder does. He's got a big collection.
When they were cool, I had 2,000 of them, so I can't get rid of them, bro. I spent too much
Donovan,
money.
Donovan, does that sound like a collection?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all collected things at one point. You know, we used to collect CDs and things like that, but yeah, I definitely have a sneaker collection. I call it a collection, so I guess you'd collect it.
Yeah, and there's nothing. No, there's no shame in that. Definitely got a sneaker collection.
Is there a difference between collection and asset acquisitions?
No, you're given a fancy name for a collection. Ridiculous.
Hawk, I almost thought you were going to go 0-3 today, man. You pulled one out. Pulled one out of the rabbit hole right there.
Listen, I had your back on the food thing, but you got to clean up your master bedroom, Donovan. You can't be that clean and smooth on television and have an unkempt master bedroom.
It's not unkempt if you don't put decorative pillows on your bed. Bro, he acts like we're rubbing our feet on our pillows because we don't have decorative pillows on our bed.
Yeah, you acting like I got the dog on the bed and rubbing his butt on my bed. No, none of that's allowed in my master bedroom. What are you talking about? We just don't spread the bed in the morning. It just doesn't happen.
I don't know.
And you're talking about decorative pillows put back? No. And not to mention, you're talking about having your guests come over and hang out in your master bedroom? No.
You want to come over, because you're my friend, Donovan, and you want to come over, I'm not going to jump on you if you walk into the master bedroom.
That's what you got a den for. That's what you got a grill out in the back with a TV for everybody to come kick it and have a cocktail out in the back and jump in the pool. No, not in the bed.
Donovan, Hawk has a beautiful backyard. What is it called? Chicago Brick.
Chicago Brick.
Nice pool. He has a basketball court in his backyard. Beautiful home. I've been in his bedroom. I don't know why the hell I went in there. He wanted me to show you. He wanted to show me his cat sitting on a chase lounger or something weird.
Yeah, wasn't he cute?
No, he wasn't cute. I was uncomfortable about everything.
You know what happens? You sit in the backyard. You play a little basketball. You drink a little funky Buddha. I've got the refrigerator out there. Hey, you may get a little tired. You want to take a little nappy poo.
Yeah, that's what you do that on your couch. You go back to your crib and you go back to your house and take a nap. Not in my master bedroom.
Damn nappy poo.
I was hoping he'd repeat that back to me. Take a nappy poo.
Nah, I couldn't do that. Nah.
All right, we're going to let you get back to your dinner, Donovan. He's cooking it up. You don't let the dishes sit in the sink, though, do you?
Oh, goodness.
What are we going with this, man? No.
Oh, I'm just asking. You had garbage on your master bedroom floor a second ago. I want to make sure you did your dishes.
No. You assume that. That was an assumption on your part.
Hey, when you were in the military,
some love. Donovan got a hell of a backyard now. His house,
I bet he does.
Bro, his pool and his little outdoor kitchen.
Got that TV money.
Donovan
doesn't play around. Didn't we have a song once? Didn't we make a song? Donovan Campbell ain't no one to F with.
I'm low man on the totem pole, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, when you were in the military, did you ever fly planes?
fly planes. No, I wasn't in the Air Force. No, I never flew a plane. I'm scared of heights like that.
I watched this show called Air Disasters on Smithsonian Channel, and I believe I could land a jetliner just from watching this show.
I don't think. It's not as easy as you think. I'll pass on that. I'm not jumping out a perfectly good plane. I'm not scuba diving. You know, when I'm taking a shower, sharks don't jump in my shower and say, "Hey, what's up, dog?" So I'm good.
All right, if you want to go flying,
certain things
you,
I just don't
me.
Do.
Text me if you want to go flying.
Never.
All right. Donovan Campbell, Channel 7. Thank you, Donovan.
Have a good one, boys.
See you, man.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Drown me in the rain from the land of milk and honey.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.